Well, it's amazing. Our sidewalks are a joke. And we live on a corner lot, and my neighbors are out of town corner lot, so I'm shoveling theirs. But it's like, I mean, I did all I could to scrape mine yesterday. So I'm going to go like just sand and salt theirs. But it's like, it's just so thick. It's like concrete, you know?
Well, yesterday was trash day here in Sun Prairie. So we took our cans out in the morning. It had that sleety rain. I went out to get them today, and they were literally iced in to the road, you know? So I had to chip the garbage cans out. Yeah. So once again, we're talking weather in Wisconsin, which is pretty much the topic of conversation after the Green Bay Packers are no longer playing. And it's been a crazy couple of weeks with minus 25, minus 30. And today it's 0 degrees Fahrenheit. I think we're due for a minus 15 into the evening into tomorrow. So if you aren't living in Wisconsin and listening to this podcast, congratulations, you won. That being said, we're continuing a conversation with Leah and Dan Rowe of Rowe & Co. here in Madison, Wisconsin. But we're going to be talking about a side, what would you call it? A side initiative of Rowe & Co., which is called Your Maternity Leave Coach. What is that about?
Yeah, it's an addition to Rowe & Co. In the last episode, BP, we talked about, you know, this realization that I am a coach and Dan is a builder. And a big piece about Dan and I and the way that we live our life is through being intentional. You could probably play a drinking game with me, and every time I use the word intentional, you drink and you'll be pretty darn drunk within an hour or so. But we are big on like setting intentions, figuring out what do we want, what is right for us, what is true for us, and then doing the things that are going to create that reality. So we try our best to be intentional in everything that we do, and maternity and paternity leave was no different for us. We took time to plan before we had the baby of what do we want to feel on maternity and paternity leave? What are the things that we want to do to make us feel that way? What do we want? And then, you know, obviously you can't just like set an intention and expect it to hold. You have to constantly like recalibrate and check in and reflect and revise. And so we were doing that throughout our maternity and paternity leave as well. We, you know, we did what people consider, tell me like you had unconventional maternity leave. You know, we traveled with a baby when she was 10 weeks old. We did all of these things. And I was contacted by so many women who are saying, Leah, you and Dan, you look like you just kicked your maternity leave ass. And how do I do that? Or I have women reach out that were like, my maternity leave was like dark and scary. And I went back to work feeling terrible. And like, now I feel like, you know, you were out doing all these things. You were still going to networking events with your baby. I wish I would have known that, like, I could have done that, you know, because then I wouldn't have been so lonely. And so what came for me is this is something that is important for Dan and I to do. And it's also these women are people that we, and families, really, it's not just women, are people that we want to help and make an impact with. We totally get lit up by helping other families to be able to be intentional and figure out what's right for them to have the maternity and paternity leave and go back to work feeling amazing. And so I was trained as a life coach last year. And so I've been working with a lot of individual clients, many of whom are women who are navigating this part of their life of, I want to get pregnant and I want to have a family, but I also really want to still have my career. How do I do that? I am pregnant. I want to have a really great maternity leave. How do I do that? You know, so that's where really where Your Maternity Leave Coach was created. But it's not just one-on-one in-person coaching like I've been doing. Dan and I have also become extremely obsessed with the idea of digital products, online courses, and in doing those to, one, serve a bigger audience and make a bigger impact, but two, Dan and I have always wanted to have a piece of our business be something that can keep running and we can keep making revenue while we are out playing, while we are out traveling, while we are off the clock. And so that's really where Your Maternity Leave Coach has come in for us, is a way for us to serve this community, make a huge impact, and also do it in a way that runs itself.
Wow, that's really brilliant and key to creating the type of nonfiction brand lifestyle that you want. If your inventory is hours, that's a finite commodity at which you burn through way too fast and can cause you to work 80 hours a week. Who wants that? I mean, seriously, there are some people who probably do. I don't. creating a product, a digital product like the one you mentioned, that can be purchased at 3 a.m. in New Zealand at any time. Boom. That's brilliant. And actually, that's I got to talk to you guys more about that, because I want to do the same thing, but have not gone as far as you have about it. But that said, Leah, totally get it. Totally fantastic. Because when my wife Elizabeth and I had our first child, we were basically just like anybody else. We got the What to Expect When You're Expecting book. She read it cover to cover, and I glanced at it every once in a while. We go have our first child, which, by the way, was 6 weeks premature. No one told us anything about that, what that would be like. And then when we finally got the baby out of the NICU, the neonatal intensive care unit, and we were driving home, I was driving at like 1/3 the speed limit because I felt like I didn't remember how to drive. As a dad, all of a sudden you're like freaking out. And there is no manual for the post. There is no What to Expect When You're Expecting for maternity leave, is there?
No, I mean, there are people are writing articles. There are some Instagram accounts, but nothing like what we're doing. And I think, you know, the other thing that I want to say about this too is this was a beautiful thing that's created out of something that could have been a really terrible event in our lives. I haven't been not being public about it, but it's, you know, I feel like I'm finally ready to start talking about it. And that is, I was very fortunate that I went on a maternity leave, and it was a 3-month maternity leave. Unfortunately, the company that I worked for, we had a reduction in force, and my position was eliminated while I was on maternity leave. And
nightmare. So, absolutely nightmare.
Well, yeah. It could have been. It very well could have been. Honestly, it's one of the things I can say I'm most proud of about myself in the past year is how I handled that situation, because it could have been a nightmare, and I could have shut down, and I could have just kind of withered away or wallowed. I'm not sure, but I was more strong mentally and emotionally than I had ever been in my life. And I was able to take those lemons and make a ton of lemonade by launching Roe & Co. And the reason why, there's many reasons why, but most of all, it's because of one, my partner, Dan, and his support, two, my community, but three, from day one on maternity leave, the intention I had set was I was working with a life and a business coach. And I know it was because of the coaching that I was doing that my mind was so strong that I was able to deal with that horrific event like a total champ. And I was able to let myself feel bad for a day. And I woke up the next day and I looked down and I go, let's get to work. Like, I am so ready. And we want to be able to provide that for all women, all parents, everyone going on maternity and paternity leave, to have these resources that can help them be their best selves. Because I think that we owe it to all moms and dads. We can't, like businesses, we can't just provide time off. We need to provide tools. We need to provide resources. We need to provide community so that you can thrive during that time. And you can really take advantage of and spend great quality time with your family and build your new family. And then come back to work feeling really strong. And I don't necessarily want to say ready, because I think that's different for everyone, but feeling strong and feeling good.
Well, I want to add a fourth to your list of three things that were key to your success in being able to handle that setback, or what could have potentially been a nightmarish hole that you could have easily fallen into. And that is that you had already started creating your personal brand awareness in the market, so that the second people started hearing or learning about your situation, that support was already there. Your reputation, your awareness in the marketplace, an understanding of who you are, what you do, and how you do it was pretty well understood by a large number of people in your immediate geographic area. That is hugely helpful, because you could have been someone who came out of a business with zero reputation, with no presence on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, anything like that. I think of that as a standing start. You're not moving at all. You're at zero. And somehow, when you're the most vulnerable, you have to start running as hard as you can. Instead, you were already running, and maybe not at a sprint, but you were running. You had your soul hustle ideas of Roe & Co., going on. I don't know when the genesis of my maternity leave coach came about, but just that idea that I can have ideas of things I want to do. Do you know how many people don't have that? It's like right now they're sitting in their car or in their cubicle or someplace just going, I'm going to do this the rest of my life, I guess. And the answer is, no, you don't. Because guess what? Especially now, there is no job that you will have for the rest of your life unless it's a job you make for yourself.
Totally. And I agree with what you said. And I do believe it was so much of the work I've done over the years with a coach, going through coaching training myself, of getting clear on, you know, like, let's talk about Simon Sinek, getting clear on my personal why I do what I do and why it's important. And then how do I do it? Those are my values. Those are my personal core values. And then what I do is a tangible representation. So my why is never going to change. My how is never going to change. But what I do, that can change. So people in my community know me. They know who I am because I am myself, and they know why I do what I do. They know my values. They know how I do it. But I just happened to be working at this startup. I'm not doing that anymore. My why is still strong. My how is still strong. Now I happen to be running a business called Row & Co. with my husband. And I happen to be launching Your Maternity Leave Coach with Dan. Those are what I'm doing, but that is not why I do what I do. It's not how I do. My why and my how will not change, but what I do over my lifetime will.
Oftentimes, I like to reach for a metaphor or an analogy to try to crystallize some of the ideas that are bopping around my head. And one of them, as I listened to you speak, that came to my mind was the periodic table of elements. The idea that there are chemical elements that cannot be broken down into something else other than protons, electrons, neutrons, but cannot be broken down. And yet everything in the world, in the universe, can be made from these elements. Well, that's true for individuals. So when I hear you talk, Leah, I see you creating this periodic table of elements for the universe that is Leah. And those elements are immutable. They cannot be changed. Now, you may not use as much of one element as opposed to others, but they're all a part of you. And consequently, any place you go, any job you take, any initiative you start, will be made of those elements from your periodic table. This episode of the Nonfiction Brand Podcast is brought to you by Nonfiction Brandversity. It's a free Facebook group dedicated to the art and craft of personal branding. And we'd like to invite you. Just search Nonfiction Brandversity on Facebook and ask to join. You're in, guaranteed. I can't wait to see you on campus. Dan, brass tacks, the man with his feet on the ground. What do you do when Leah comes to you and says, hey, I have this idea for Your Maternity Leave Coach? What is the first thing that pops into your mind?
Well, Leah doesn't like when I say this because it's, you know, it's being mean to myself, but I always think, like, I know I'll never have a great idea, but I want to support people who do. And I think Your Maternity Leave Coach is a great idea. I think it's fantastic. And I consider it like a Row & Co. client is the way I look at it. Like, it needs the same structure and foundational things that we offer to our clients. Like, it needs those same things. So, you know, we made Row & Co. to help fuel the desires I have to help businesses. And this just happens to be a family business, but it's still a business. And I, you know, I'm 100% on board. You know, I enjoy, you know, creating this infrastructure and how we're going to get this thing deployed. I think it's a fantastic idea. And also, Leah is so passionate about it. This is something, you know, she came up with, like, basically the first day of maternity leave, I felt like. And we kept, like, you know, we talk about it and it would go on our list and we would shelf it, then it would come back up and we put it away and we'd like, I got to concentrate Row & Co. And it kept coming back. It had something that we finally, like, we got to address. Like, what is this here? Is it something? You know, let's draw it out. And I truly believe it is something.
It's something to where Dan and I have also done work over the past few months to figure out, you know, what are the ways that we want to feel every day? And what are the things that we can do to feel that way? And something that's come up for Dan and I is creativity. Dan and I are creators. We both want to be creative on a daily basis. And we can do that in Row & Co., but at the same time, we're serving our clients. And so we are suggesting, we are coaching, but ultimately they need to make the decision. With Your Maternity Leave Coach, we create, we make the decisions, we move fast, we try things. Like, this is giving us our outlet to be able to create and be creative every day. And one of Dan's feelings he needs to feel every day is feeling challenged. And he is, the things that I'm throwing at him of like, I want to be able to do this. And I literally have no idea if it's possible to do it. And Dan goes and he researches, figures it out, builds it to like insanely better than I ever imagined it in a matter of hours. And so he's feeling good because he's being challenged. He's being creative. And so that's another piece too. This is an outlet for us to really serve a community, make an impact, but also doing the things that make us feel the way we want to feel every day. And it provides us total fulfillment in our life.
Well, how many listeners are listening to that description and hating the rose right now because they have a left hand and a right hand that have different talents and different capabilities, but they're totally complementary, totally supportive, and totally on board with the idea that we don't have to have 40-hour-a-week jobs that someone else is writing the check for to be confident and sane and comfortable in our lives. Again, we talked about it in the previous episode. You have a child and then you have a business child in the form of Roe & Co. at the same time. Again, not necessarily what you would have chosen in a perfect world, but the second you find a perfect world, please invite me to it because I know I don't live in one of those. Oh, and by the way, I do want to point out that you'll hear me use the term soul hustle every now and then, and you'll hear it even more. As I think you guys may know, when we had a Look Who's on Campus, it's Sharon Land episode, a Facebook Live event, we were talking and Sharon was talking about her passions and her desire to go from her 40-hour-a-week job to her side hustle. I said in passing, oh, that's not a side hustle. That's your soul hustle. That's the one that fills you up, that makes you feel excited and energized. And of course, you know me. First thing I'm going to do is go, ooh, write that down and put a TM on it. That's right. Yeah. And by the way, I do want to talk to you about the missing trademarks on yourmaternityleavecoach.com. I'm not seeing any TMs next to that name.
I don't know how to trademark things, so we're going to ask you, DB, if you
okay.
Crack the code.
Well, it's a really great question because there are two things. There's the TM, the trademark, and there's the circle R, which is the registered trademark. Who can use a TM? Anyone who can find the T and the M key on their keyboard, or even better yet, the specific TM character. There's a specific character on the keyboard. I think it's option 2 on an Apple keyboard. All that does is say, this is an idea that is of a magnitude that it's worth trademarking. And kind of the follow-on assumption on that is, and I'm going to be registering it with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, or that it's under review by the Patent and Trademark Office. So if you have a great idea, like who was it? Who was the, it was a basketball coach who coined the term three-peat. Remember that back in the days when, was it the Bulls who were going for their third consecutive championship?
Yeah.
And they were going to three-peat? He came up with the idea. He registered it with the trademark office and he got one. He owned that trademark. So if someone came out with Chicago Bulls three-peat, they owe him money. Literally, what it was Pat somebody anyway. But the bottom line is, if you have something that you think is marketable as yours, slap a TM on it. Doesn't mean you have to go to register, but it does alert everybody else that, hey, dudes, this is my idea and it's a big idea. So your maternity leave coach should be TM'd. And somewhere down the road, you should talk to our mutual friend, Aaron Ogden of Ogden Glazer Schaefer. It's a law firm that deals with IP, trademarks, patents, all that stuff here in Madison, Wisconsin, about getting a registered trademark on that. Because I'm telling you right now, it's such a big idea that within 5 years, you're going to have your maternity leave coaches all around the country, the same way that Marie Kondo is now having coaches learn the KondoMari method of cleaning houses or tidying up.
Amazing.
Well, let me tell you, she started out small and now she's global. And guess what? Your maternity leave coach, TM, soon to be Circle R, is going to be just as big. So, Dan, get off your butt and start researching how to trademark stuff. I'm sorry.
That's my jam. Back office work.
Yeah. But also, DP, Dan and I are really good at knowing what we don't know and tapping our network to get those expertise. And so thank you for sharing that, because I feel like we just got, you know, an amazing lesson in how to do that and why we would do it. in a matter of minutes when it would have taken us hours.
Well, and I also gave you, more importantly, not just the, hey, you should do this, but I provided you a resource that you know and can access very easily, Erin Ogden. So shout out to Erin. Love her. And their whole group. So get on it, because it's a big, big idea. So right now I'm looking at the yourmaternityleavecoach.com, and it's certainly up and running. It's maybe a little light because you just are getting it going. Let's talk about your plans for ramping this up into a much bigger thing.
Yeah. So right now, so we have the website up because we are working on the coaching course, the online coaching program. But in the meantime, until that is completed, we are working on really focusing on how can we serve this community? What can we provide that's of value to women who are wanting to get pregnant and keep their careers, who are pregnant and, you know, starting to plan for their maternity leave, who are on maternity leave. So we're working on a bunch of free of value resources to those families. But we're doing that to serve, but we are also doing that strategically because we want to start building our email list so that we can start getting people who are interested and will be impacted by what we can provide, so that when we do have something to ultimately sell, we have people that we can target. And it's really important to us that we build our email list, because DP, this is something I actually learned from you a long time ago. And we talk about it again daily in our business, is we don't want to build our empire on rented land. And if we just have Instagram followers, if we just have that, we will be building on a rented land. And so our email list is something that we own. So that's something that we're really focused on. So that's one thing. We're also getting the blog going. I love creating content. I absolutely love it. A big value of mine is sharing, is knowledge share. And so anything that like I experience or that I think or that I see or that worked well for me, I want to be able to share that in service of other people, in hopes that somebody else, that makes their life a little bit easier or a little bit more joyful. And then Dan, you can kind of talk about what you've been really honing in on and kind of obsessing over in terms of building out the, you know, the technical side of what we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it's just, you know, if someone wants to engage with us, like what's like, you know, the experience they're going to get, how to, you know, how do we get their email? How do we deliver what we said we're going to deliver? How does it make sure it's polished? How do we retarget them to come back again? You know, all these basic e-commerce theories that, you know, I honestly just knew nothing about. Like Lee and I are traditional face-to-face consultants, you know, and we've dabbled in this world a little bit by being on Facebook and being targeted ourselves as consumers. But like, how does it work? You know, and I'm always intrigued. You know, I'm a builder in, you know, in my head, and I always like to pull things apart and be like, how did that company do that? How did they know to do that? What software did they use? And now I'm, you know, learning and putting it all together for your maternity leave coach.
And so, you know, one of the things we're doing is like online coaching courses and other videos. And, you know, 2 weeks ago, we're like, we'll be just fine. I'm just going to like record it on my iPhone, like the iPhone video clip, whatever, like it'll be fine. And like yesterday, Dan took 2 hours, and what he learned of like how to use Canva and whatever other programs you were using, Dan, is like the video looks insanely professional. And it's just like, he just is so good at that stuff, you know, of just figuring out how to make the experience fantastic for the consumer.
Well, let's shout out some of those technologies that you're investigating or actually working with, Dan. What are you using? Yeah. Your website.
Squarespace. I built that on Squarespace. We use ConvertKit for our email list. I decided to use that one because it has just a little additional functionality I think will be important down the road. Mostly like tagging, because, you know, we haven't really got there yet, but because the people we're targeting have this interesting lifestyle of, you know, when their due date is, that I really wanted to know, you know, when they're no longer going to be able to use these services. So that's why I use ConvertKit. We're going to record our videos via Zoom, use iMovie to edit. Canva is a huge help. That's how we do all our ebooks, all our blog, digital pictures, and Instagram stuff. Our logo, I made our logo on Canva. So I think that's basically the ones we're using right now. But, you know, YouTube is a great resource. I use Solopreneur Sidekick is a YouTube channel. I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but I've watched a million of her videos. She does Squarespace in Canva, and I've learned a ton over the past couple of months on how to use these things.
Also shout out to Jenna Kutcher and her podcast. That's been really influential for us in building email lists and digital products and all of that stuff too. She's been very inspirational.
Well, there you go. That's an entire list of stuff to check out. If you have in your mind a soul hustle that you would love to take off the side burner and bring it to the main burner of your life, and you can start now. I'm here to tell you that you don't need to wait until the man comes to you and says, hey, guess what? We no longer need you. You gotta start now. The sooner you can get started, even if it's sitting down at lunch and instead of wasting time on Facebook, go watch some videos on YouTube. I'll tell you, the book that I wrote with Spencer X. Smith, I learned how to do that exactly the way you talked about. YouTube videos from self-published authors on how to do Create Space. Brilliant stuff. It's free. I just want to scream from the mountaintops. All this stuff is free. You may eventually get to the level where you want to buy the paid version, but you can get started for free. So what are you waiting for?
And I think the other thing too is if you're listening out there and you need help, if any of this has been inspiring and you need help, luckily for you, Row & Co., we help businesses with a lot of this stuff. Also, in addition to that, I am a life and business coach and I have one-on-one clients. So if you need help figuring out what is your soul hustle, PM by DP, what is it that you want to do? What is the work that lights you up? That's my jam. That's what I love to do. So reach out. If any of this has been inspiring or you need help or anything, reach out to Dan and I because we'd love to talk to you.
And you can reach out to them at Row & Co., or actually it's rowandcompany.com or yourmaternityleavecoach.com. And if you want to ping Leah or Dan on LinkedIn via direct message, Leah is L-E-A-H, and it's Row, R-O-E. And Dan, well, I think you can spell that D-A-N. That said, what a great episode. I feel like I could go on for another couple hours, but I do need to let you guys go. I can't wait to see you again once it warms up here in Wisconsin. But thank you so much for listening to the Nonfiction Brand Podcast. I'd like to invite everybody to join the Nonfiction Brandversity free Facebook group. All you have to do is search Nonfiction Brandversity on Facebook, ask to join, and you are in. And finally, thanks so much for listening. I'm DP Knutton, and she is
Leah Rowe.
And he is
Dan Rowe.
And I'm DP Knutton, as I've said probably five or six times in this closing. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.